For nearly a decade, the U.S. has waged a widespread global war on terror. It's required a multitasking military effort overseas. On the domestic front, U.S. officials have decided to double down, recently announcing counter-terrorism plans that refocus resources on combating homegrown plots.
This is the first counterterrorism strategy that focuses on the ability of Al-Qaeda and its network to inspire people in the United States to attack us from within.
Yet in countless so-called FBI sting operations,
FBI operatives provided the fake C-4 and actually showed them a fake Stinger missile.
The inspiration to attack America has come from a government-paid informant working to orchestrate the plan. A tactic, critics say, exercised in a New York case dubbed Newburgh 4. The suspects, poor, illiterate African-American Muslims, were presented as the faces of homegrown terrorism and subsequently found guilty of conspiring and attempting terrorist attacks against the U.S.
No direction by a foreign entity or a terrorist group.
Instead, direction came from Shahid Hussein, a Pakistani immigrant on the FBI payroll, reportedly paid $100,000 for his services. According to court testimony, Hussein recruited the cash-strapped former convicts by offering cars and cash to carry out the operation.
Four individuals that sought to bomb Jewish facilities here in the Bronx and also take down a military aircraft in Newburgh.
Yet, not one defendant had a passport or license, but what the government had was an agent provocateur who testified in court as a key witness.
A guilty verdict for all four men.
Violent Islamic caliphate.
The same day, a new counterterrorism strategy was touted. The Newburgh Four were sentenced to 25 years in prison. A tearful and angered crowd of supporters gathered outside Manhattan's federal courthouse.
Who holds the government accountable? Turn it on your own American citizens, people that's born right here on American soil. This is a damn shame. Miscarriage of justice, and we will keep fighting back.
The government should not be allowed to entrap folks, to make plans, and set the whole course of a complete plan, and then take the victims and sentence them to 25 years in prison.
FBI informants have reportedly been used in dozens of so-called foil plots since 9/11. Critics say hundreds of Americans are languishing behind bars for fake terror attacks planted and grown by the U.S. government.
Our tax dollars are being used to incentivize criminals to manufacture terror plots like that they catch other people up in. I can't see how that in any way benefits the country.
That means they can pick anybody out from New York City or across the United States and make a plot.
You have to be very careful, very aware of who you speak to, who you are around, because you have many FBI agents, you have many informants that are out there that they are using.
The U.S. federal judge said outrageous government behavior was exercised in the case of the Newburgh Four, expressing doubt the convicts could have or would have planned an attack without the FBI informant. However, the specific charges against the men require a mandatory minimum sentence of 25 years in prison. Prosecutors say the manufactured plot would have been a colossal attack if carried out. And quote, the fact that it was fake doesn't matter.